This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 13th National Seed Congress. The participants are G. Chandrasekhar, agriculture expert, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
A warm welcome to G. Chandrasekhar, agri-business expert, to Akashwani.
Thank you.
The 13th National Seed Congress, NSC 2024, a premier event organized by the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, was inaugurated on November 28th by the Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Sri Shivraj Singh Chauhan, who addressed the gathering virtually. Mr. Chandrasekhar, would you let us know the importance of this Congress and what were the objectives behind it?
This Congress is extremely important for our country, primarily because we are an agrarian economy. We have about 150 million hectares of land, and we have about 130 million farming families which are dependent on our land for their livelihood. And therefore, agriculture becomes extraordinarily important. Within agriculture, there are three critical inputs. One is a seed, second is fertilizer, third is agrochemical. And I usually compare the three inputs to Trimurtis in Indian mythology, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh. Brahma is the generator or producer of lives. Therefore, seed represents Brahma because seed, when it is planted, sprouts and the crop comes out. Whereas Vishnu is a nurturer. The fertilizer represents Vishnu. Fertilizer nurtures the crop. And pesticides actually eliminates pests and diseases. And it is Mahesh who is the eliminator of evil. And therefore, the three inputs represents Trimurtis. And this is something which I speak quite often. Having said this, what is important for our country? Seed is extremely important because we need to improve our seed vigor. We need to improve the quality of seeds. We need to have better yields out of our seeds. And most important, because our agriculture faces triple challenge of climate change, water shortage, and land constraints, any research, any discussion on seed becomes extremely important because the future of agriculture very substantially depends on top quality seeds, production and the supply of top quality seeds to sustain our agriculture, to sustain agriculture growth in a sustainable manner. Number two, I heard the Honorable Agriculture Minister. He is clear in his views and I completely agree with him. He says farmers deserve to get top quality seeds at affordable prices. I think this is an extremely important aspect of Indian agriculture that the minister has talked about. And the question therefore would be, how do we ensure best quality seeds at affordable prices to reach farmers? This is where I have been talking about for the last several years that I believe the input industry, the seed, fertilizer and agrochemical industry in general, and the seed industry in particular, needs regulation. We need regulatory oversight. I'm not talking about control. I'm talking about better regulatory oversight for the seed industry so that we are able to eliminate, duplicate or fake or counterfeit seeds from coming into the market so that we ensure farmers are not shortchanged.
You mentioned that seeds are like akin to Brahma, and the similes that you gave were perfect in saying the Trimurti is what govern the output that we get. So how can we ensure that the Brahma, the seed that you said, is good in terms of quality, is something which is actually the basis on which the Vishnu and the Mahesh will work on? If Brahma is not sorted, which is the seed is not given, proper seed is not with us, then I believe everything else will fall flat. So how do we ensure the quality of the seed?
There are a lot of initiatives, of course, from the government of India, without any doubt. One, we need to increase the R&D budget for agriculture, particularly in seeds, the first proposition. The second proposition, we need to make, we have some extraordinary institutions like the ICAR, Indian Council of Agriculture Research. We also have several agriculture universities. We need to make the ICAR much more accountable for outcomes than it is currently. Because we have budget, we have outlay, we spend money, but we don't know what is the outcome. For we need outcome-based reports of the investment that we make every year on research and development, particularly relating to seeds. Therefore, I would actually assume, I would think and I would urge that the finance minister every year proposes an outlay for R&D as far as agriculture is concerned, seeds are concerned. I think if the nation gets an outcome report also, that will enhance the transparency of the investment and also will improve the accountability of those who are utilizing those outlays that are being sanctioned. This is the first part. The second part is that this industry, the seed, the input industry in general, and the seed industry in particular, needs regulatory oversight. And at the risk of repetition, let me say it devolves on the producers of these seeds and large production corporates that are engaged in production of seeds to ensure that the right quality of seeds at the right price, at the affordable price, reaches the farmer and the farmer reaps the benefit of the good quality seeds at affordable prices. For the corporates must own certain responsibility to ensure that the supply chain is transparent, that the technology used, technology is deployed to bring transparency in the supply chain. Digitization is one way to ensure more supply chain efficiency. And last but not the least, farmers have to be educated about how to plant. For example, let me talk of cotton. We have something called high density planting. How many cotton growers in our country are actually aware of high density planting? For that is a process of awareness, training, education, which I would think corporates must assume that responsibility. They can't do it alone. Therefore, you enlist the services of agriculture universities. Every state has agriculture universities. And you also have, every district has Krishi Vigyan Kendras. Therefore, there has to be a partnership of the input companies, Krishi Vigyan Kendras, agriculture universities. All of them have to work together to ensure that we have transparency in operations, that there is use of technology in the supply chain, that the farmer eventually gets to access good quality seed at affordable pricing at the right time. Therefore, we need to partnership. Is partnership network is what is the way forward for our country.
So what I hear you say is the importance of leveraging India's biodiversity, research capacity, and innovative technologies. Mr. Chandrasekhar, how do we meet the challenges posed by climate change and food security?
Climate change is a reality. All of us are experiencing the adverse effects of climate change, at least certainly in the last few years, and we can't wish it away. If anything, climate change can get worse in the coming years, and therefore we need to practice, we need to have seeds that are climate resilient. We need to practice what is called climate smart agriculture. And when climate change impacts agriculture, for example, there could be early onset of monsoon or late onset of monsoon. There could be early withdrawal of monsoon or late withdrawal of monsoon. There could be periods of drought, periods of flood. There may be cloud cover, but no rainfall and all kinds of situations. And when you have cloud cover and no rainfall, that creates conditions for attack on the crops by pests. Therefore, seed research has to take into account all this, and we will have to work to produce short duration, heat resistant varieties that will help grow faster, and it will also become more resistant to heat that is likely to affect our agriculture. So short duration, heat resistant varieties, pest resistant varieties, that's the way forward for our country.
So we need to develop an actionable strategy to make seeds more accessible, affordable and impactful through strengthened public-private partnership. Mr. Chandrasekhar, the Minister for Agriculture of Uttar Pradesh, Shri Surya Pratap Shahi, also mentioned about initiatives like ISARC and the upcoming International Potato Centre, which will further strengthen seed systems in the state and also South Asia. They are planning to plant 200 seed parks alongside increased oil seed and millet cultivation, which will bolster agricultural leadership. What is your comment on that?
Extremely important. We need seed parts. We need demonstration plots. Perhaps cluster of villages can have one demonstration plot where farmers can actually come and firsthand see the effect of good agriculture practices, GAP. And when farmers learn more and more about good agriculture practices, how to plant, how to nurture, and how to spray to kill pests, etc., I think that will be a big learning process. In our country, we've been traditionally farmers having over generations into agriculture, and they've probably been following what they learned during their childhood over several generations. But technology is changing. Challenges are evolving. There are newer challenges, as I said, like climate change, water shortage, and land constraints. And therefore, we need more water-efficient crops. We need more climate-resilient crops. We need seeds that will yield much better than they currently do. But seeds alone will not help. We also need, for example, integrated pest management, integrated nutrient management, etc. Therefore, I think we need to look at it holistically, but seeds are the most critical input without any doubt.
Mr. Chandrasekhar, post-Green Revolution, India has achieved self-sufficiency in key crops, and guided by Honorable Prime Minister's vision, India has become the food basket of the world. What role does the Saathi portal play to enhance seed quality?
Well, our seed research institutions done a commendable job without any doubt at all. And more important than anything, having achieved reasonable self-reliance and self-sufficiency in major grains like rice and wheat, we should now be focusing on crops in which we are facing a shortage. For example, oil seeds. We are chronically short of crops. We are, to some extent, short of pulses crops also. Therefore, I think I would expect the focus of research to be increasingly diverted towards better oilseed crops, for which we need far better seeds, as far as pulses and oilseeds are concerned, which is where I think, and I strongly believe, and I've advocated in the past, we need to use technology. Okay. For example, agriculture biotechnology is a great technology that can be used to overcome the current challenges that some of the crops like pulses and oilseeds are facing. But somewhere I see a certain reluctance in accepting this technology. I think we need to overcome that mental barrier and adopt technology wholeheartedly. And when I talk of technology, I'm not talking only about agriculture biotechnology. There are multiple technologies available for agriculture research.
Okay.
You have information technology,
biotechnology,
nuclear agriculture technology, nanotechnology, satellite technology, field robotics. Multiple technologies have to be brought.
Mr. Chandrasekhar, very briefly, the abstract compendium and the RICE follow web page and atlas for certain states were also formally launched. What's your brief comment on that?
Absolutely. I welcome it. Great initiative. It's extremely important, particularly for students in the agriculture universities and others that may be interested in agriculture. It will also help all those corporate executives in agribusiness. There are many, many companies, input companies and output companies in agribusiness. So this atlas will be of great use to all of them.
On that note, we would like to thank you, Mr. G. Chandrasekharan, for being with Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on 13th National Seed Congress. The participants were G. Chandrasekhar, agriculture expert, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.